Next, person on the phone is Susan from Kenosha. Hello, Susan, what's your question?
Hello?
Hello, Susan.
Senator?
I sure am.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Cold War Army veteran, and I'm not talking to you about what's going on in Ukraine and all that. My concern was I joined the Army back in the day was because there was not a future here. AMC was shutting down, so on and so on. And I'm sure Janesville can relate. What is your future for this corner of the state? We need help. Seriously,
well,
we need better paying jobs. I can't even afford to buy a brand new car.
So again, economic development is not universally distributed. There's no doubt
about
it.
Yeah, but to make this a tourist town, that's not the answer. We
make this a what?
Good paying jobs.
I understand that.
That port that we had when I was a kid, the Greek ships used to come in and deliver parts to Chrysler right there. All that is gone. All has been neglected. We need help.
Right.
We need help from the feds. We need help.
Right. So Susan, so you have to rely on what we know works. And what works is...
What works?
So what works, because it did result in the strongest economy on record, was have a competitive tax system in a reasonable regulatory environment.
Senator,
and then you then you get out of the way and allow entrepreneurs. I mean, trust me, in Wisconsin, the biggest complaint, and I'm traveling all over the state, the biggest complaint.
Clothes, your old stuff. We need better than that. We need a higher minimum wage. We need good paying jobs. I can't even afford to buy a brand new car. When I was a kid, they were $1,800. You know how much they are now? I mean, we need
So Susan, what I am saying, listen, there are all kinds of
Janesville.
Okay.
We need good paying jobs.
Well, I know there are some really good paying jobs in Janesville because I know the companies that are paying really good wages. And even those companies can't. So, Susan, do you want to listen to an answer or should I just move on?
Yes, I'm listening to you, Senator. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Okay. No, that's fine. Now, listen, I understand your passion. I feel bad, you're not an opportunity right now. But even in Janesville, I know employers there that are paying really good wages. They're dramatically increasing their wages.
What is a really good wage, Senator?
$20 plus starting.
Well, that's not here in Kenosha.
Well, there are. You know, again, you do have to look around. You know, and maybe
Senator,
you know, there are more
Senator,
opportunities in other
I'm
areas.
I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
I'm a disabled veteran, a Cold War Army veteran.
Okay.
My son,
well, again,
price of rent.
Right. Well, and because of inflation, because of inflation and out of control federal
That's
government.
That's got nothing
spending.
To do with it, Senator.
I want your answer
to why you ship jobs to South Carolina and not Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I didn't ship any jobs, Matt. I didn't ship any jobs whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay,
right.
Susan, let's okay. We'll move on because you're not willing to listen to any answers. So thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. We wish you well. Thanks for your service. Next person.